Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel called on Saturday for Palestinians in more areas of Gaza's southern city of Rafah to evacuate and head toward what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi, in a further indication that the military is pressing ahead with its plans for a ground attack on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Alien Rubens reports.
In a post on social media site X, a military spokesperson called on residents and displaced people in 12 neighborhoods in the enclave to go immediately to the shelters west of Gaza City. These evacuations follow overnight Israeli jet strikes across the enclave. The latest evacuation orders came hours after internationally mediated ceasefire talks appeared to falter, with Hamas saying Israel's rejection of the truce offer returned things to square one. Israel says it wants to reach a deal under which hostages would be released in exchange for the freeing of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, but that it is not prepared to end the military offensive, which was triggered by a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7th.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the U.S. and of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. special operations leaders are having to do more with less and learning from the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Leaders of the commandos deployed for sensitive missions and counterterrorism want to add more high-tech experts to their teams while still cutting overall forces by 5,000 troops over the next 5 years. In an AP interview, Special Operations Commander General Brian Fenton says they're eyeing plans to increase the size of Green Beret teams to add technical abilities like computer experts who could reprogram drones on the fly. Some changes under consideration are influenced by what the U.S. is learning from partners like Britain's Royal Forces as they help Ukraine's military battle Russia. Fenton says British commandos are learning. They need advice from pilots and Royal Navy teammates to help them understand things, like the way a ship in the Black Sea navigates. Pentagon leaders say the numbers of special operations forces and support staff can shrink a bit from highs during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Netherlands contestant in the Eurovision Song Contest has been dramatically expelled from competition. The move came hours before Saturday's final. The backstage incident is being investigated by police. Organizer the European Broadcasting Union said Swedish police were investigating, quote, a complaint made by a female member of the production crew. Joost Klein had failed to perform at two dress rehearsals on Friday. The expulsion adds more drama to an event that pits nations against one another for pop music glory. It has also attracted large protests from Palestinians and their supporters. They say Israel should be excluded because of its conduct of the war against Hamas. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sudan's military and allied armed groups have staved off an attack by a paramilitary group and Arab militias on a major city in the western region of Darfur. The attack on Friday was the latest by the Arab-dominated rapid support forces against Al-Fashir, the provincial capital of North Darfur province. It's the last city that is held by the military in the sprawling Darfur region. Sudan's conflict began in April last year when tensions between the leaders of the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.